house bombed by the railroad track. Well, the train whistle wailed and a whale ride back. Papa left mama when I was quite young. Said, now one of these days you follow me, son. Whoa, I ain't ever satisfied. Whoa, I ain't ever satisfied. Now, had me a woman, and she was my world. Yeah, but I ran off with my backstreet girl. Now my backstreet woman could not be true. Left me standing on the boulevard still thinking about you. Whoa, I ain't ever satisfied. Whoa, satisfied. I got an empty feeling deep inside. I'm going over to the other side. I dreamed I made it to the promised land. Come on. I was standing at the gate with a key in my hand. St. Peter said, come in, boy, you're finally home. I said, no, thank you, Pete, and I'll be moving along. Come on now.
My brother Paul and me to find what been my color in the Texas infantry. Well, the poster said we'd get a uniform at $7 a week, the best rations in the army, and a rifle we could keep. When I first laid eyes on the general, I knew it was a fighting man. He was every inch a soldier, every word was his command. Well, his eyes were cold as the lead and steel forged into tools of war. I took the lives of many and the souls of many more. Well, he marched us to Missouri and we hardly stopped for rest. And then he made this speech and said, we're coming to the test. Well, we got to say St. Louis and boys before the Yankees do. If we control the Mississippi, then the Federals are through. Well, they told us that our enemy will now be dressed in blue. they forgot about the winter's cold and a curse of fever too. My brother and dad in Wilson's Creek, and I seen him fall. We fell back to the Boston Mountains in the north of Arkansas. Cause I hate you more than any other man alive. And when you die, you'll be a foot soldier just like me in the devil's infantry. And all the way to Fayetteville, we'll curse McCullough's name and mourn the dead that were left behind, that we was carrying the lame. I killed a boy the other night who'd never even shaved. I don't even know what I'm fighting for, I ain't never owned a slave. So I snuck out of camp and then I heard the news next night. The Yankees won the battle and McCullough lost his life. Hate you more than any other man alive. Yeah, when you die, you'll be a foot soldier just like me in the devil's infantry.
Sack to the land of the infidel. فإذا لقيتم الذين كفروا فضرب الرقاب حتى إذا أثخنتموهم فشدوا
I do love that tune right there, Metal Firecracker. That's Lucinda Williams from an album called Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, and it would be real hard to convince me that that wasn't the pinnacle of her career so far. 1998, an absolutely brilliant record and a defining record. And what do you know, it was produced by Mr. Steve Earle and his Twang Trust. And in my opinion, she should probably stick with that, because her latter-day albums haven't been as good, but fine indeed. We'll hear something from her in a second. But what do we hear there? We heard Steve Earle from his last studio record called Jerusalem, and what a fine, fine record. John Walker's blues there, the one that the Americans got all stirred up about. I don't know why. But a fine song. And before that, from an album called Train A Comin'. I talked to you about last week about this album. Rediscovered it recently. It's brilliant. And Ben McCullough there. Great song. I Ain't Ever Satisfied, recorded live. That was from originally from the album Exit Zero. But this is from an album called Together at the Bluebird Cafe. What a concert this must have been. Steve Earle, Townes Van Zandt, and Guy Clark. Wow. Boy, oh boy. I'm missing that, but I'm not missing out on the Calgary Folk Fest. That's where I am this weekend, checking out Steve Earle. All kinds of others, and the other big, big, big name besides Steve Earle has to be this lady right here. Lucinda Williams, we just heard something there. Well, let's hear one more from her. If we're going to play that many Steve Earles, we might as well play one more from Lucinda. This one, we'll play Those 3 Days. I always kind of like this song. This is Lucinda Williams from her latest record, World Without Tears. She's apparently got a live record coming out this year. Hopefully we'll have that soon. This is Those 3 Days. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Days are filled with dreams. Scorpions crawl across my screen, make their home beneath my skin, underneath my dress, stick their tongues back through flesh down to the bone. And I have been so fucking alone since those 3 days. Did you only want me for those 3 days? Did you only need me for those 3 days? Did you love me forever? Just for those 3 days? You built a nest inside my soul. You rest your head on leaves of gold. You managed to crawl inside my brain. You found a hole, and then you came. You sleep like a baby, breathing comfortably between truth and pain. But the truth is, nothing's been the same since those 3 days. Did you only want me for those 3 days? Did you only need me for those 3 days? Did you love me forever, just for those 3 days, for those 3 days? Between us days are filled with dreams. Scorpions crawl across my screen, make their home beneath my skin, underneath my dress, stick their tongues back through flesh down to the bone. And I have been so fucking alone. You built a nest inside my soul. You rest your head on leaves of gold. You managed to crawl inside my brain. You found a hole, and then you came. You're sleeping like a baby, breathing comfortably between truth and pain. But the truth is, nothing's been the same since those 3 days. Did you only want me for those 3 days? Did you only need me for those 3 days? Did you love me forever, just for those 3 days, baby? Did you only want me for those 3 days? Did you only need me?
Hi folks, this is Martin Joseph from Wales in the UK. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. Stay tuned.
On a Sunday over Cardiff Bay, this is one day of our sharpest train leaves Leeds at 8:30, with women who are Harrods bound from headscarf Harrogate. I changed my clothes at King's Cross from bland to vivid beige. I'm a working mother, earning jam for tea. Hotel called the Harlequin with carpets that are bald. Offer several services, at least that's what they're called. There's no real variation of 15-minute mall. I'm a working mouse, hoping to get home.
Anything in the world for you to have a loving from a baby's eyes. loving in my baby's eyes, loving from my baby's eyes. Late at night when I take my rest, oh, I hold your pictures to my breast. Love you, baby, now you know I do. Anything in the world for you, I have a loving from my baby's eyes. You see, a loving in my baby's eyes. I'm loving from my baby's eyes, loving from my baby's eyes. Love you, baby, mama, now you know I do. Love you, baby, do anything for you. Mama, now you know I'd do anything in the world for you. Take the loving from my baby's eyes. Ooh, loving from my baby's eyes. You give me that loving in my baby's eyes. Loving from my baby's eyes. Give me that magic in my baby's eyes. Ooh, loving from my baby's eyes. Give me that loving from my baby's eyes. Loving from my baby's eyes.
That's a gorgeous tune, isn't it? Taj Mahal there, Lovin' in My Baby's Eyes. I heard that one a whole bunch of times at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, but never by Taj Mahal. I missed him at the Winnipeg Folk Festival, and darn it, I missed him at the Calgary Folk Festival, too. He was playing Thursday night at Winnipeg and Calgary, and Winnipeg, I got rained out and went home on Thursday night, and Calgary, I didn't make it there till Friday, so I missed him both times, but one of these days I'll have to see Taj Mahal. Wonderful tune right there. Before that, a guy who I also missed quite a bit at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. I saw him here and there a little bit, but didn't get a chance to. Hopefully I'm getting a chance to see him this weekend in Calgary. That's Martin Joseph, Working Mother. And Martin Joseph is a wonderful, wonderful live performer. If you haven't seen him live, do yourself a favor next time he comes through. Started us off, Lucinda Williams, Those 3 Days, one of the big headliners of the big Calgary Folk Festival. She's playing second last on Sunday night. She's opening up for Winnipeg's own James Keelahan. Way to go, James Keelahan. How cool is that? Well, it's getting up to the top of the clock here. Got to take a quick break and come right back with some more music after 3 o'clock. I hope you're enjoying the show. Tell the Band to Go Home is the name of the show. We're back for another hour right after this.